Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 576-7798. This next story comes to us, easy for me to say. This next story comes to us out of Atlanta.
And so we're on WSV and Channel 9, the story out of the Associated Press, and it's about the sentence that was given to a now 19-year-old woman who was 17 years old when she was responsible, although I guess you could argue that, for the deaths of three pedestrians in Atlanta, where two of them were trying to escape Hurricane Irma in Florida. So an Atlanta teen, again, she's 19 years old now, her name is Zoe Reardon. She has pleaded guilty in the 2017 deaths of three pedestrians in Georgia. Reardon was placed on probation for 3 years and ordered to complete 240 hours of community service after the crash in Woodstock, northwest of Atlanta. WSB says Reardon's attorney said the girl did not want to put the victim's families through a trial, so she pleaded guilty. She could have faced 36 months behind bars, which quite frankly still isn't a lot. 28-year-old Caitlin Hunt, 3-month-old Riley Hunt of Port St. Lucie, Florida, and 61-year-old family friend Kathy Deming died after they were hit by Reardon's Jeep. Riley Hunt, the 3-month-old, died the night of the crash, September 9th, 2017. The adults died several days later in a hospital. Reardon has maintained she never saw the group crossing the road, and her defense insisted it was not a case of distracted driving. Still, victims' loved ones asked the judge to hand down the harshest sentence possible. Kathy's widow, Mike Deming, said during an impact statement, quote, "It is ridiculous to say they walked out in front of you. That didn't happen, and you know it didn't happen." Reardon apologized in court on Monday, saying, "I want to take this opportunity to say how truly sorry I am." That's one version of the story, but the original WSB version of the story has a line in it, and I think this is where a lot of this came from, this lack of a harsh sentence. The victims were not in a designated crosswalk at the time. And those designated crosswalks are there for a reason, often because they are better lit so that you can see people as they cross the road. And at the time, the victims were not in a designated crosswalk. So the judge accepted Reardon's plea, gave her 36 months probation in the misdemeanor fatality case from September 2017. The group, again, this woman, their family friend, and the 3-month-old, the group was walking to a concert in a Woodstock amphitheater when Reardon hit and killed them. Again, Reardon said she never saw them that evening. Her defenses pointed to forensics, arguing this was never a distracted driving case. Initially, investigators decided not to even charge her. But that changed as a civil suit against the city of Woodstock was filed by Hunt's husband. In it, he pointed out the lack of pedestrian friendly crossings. Victims' loved ones told the court they were disappointed by Reardon's move to apologize on a local news station last year rather than reach out directly. There's a lot more to this. But as you can imagine, the sentencing has gotten a lot of public criticism, with some alleging distracted driving was involved and others comparing her case to those with harsher sentences. Again, she was only facing 36 months behind bars, so 3 years. Instead, she'll serve probation and have to do a lot of community service. She'll also get her license back after a year, pay fines, and donate to a foundation centered around combating distracted driving. Again, they weren't in a designated crosswalk. And to me, that's the interesting part of this, because she is saying, and again, her defense attorney is saying forensics, meaning they probably looked at her phone, shows she wasn't on her phone. She wasn't distracted at the time of the crash. She just didn't see them. And that's conceivable to me if this wasn't, if you're crossing in the middle of a road, there's a reason why you put crosswalks where they are so that people will see you. They're generally better lit. So this woman who is now 19, 17 years old at the time, no prison time, no jail time, and three people are dead.
That seems awfully light for the death of three people.
I think part of it was that she pleaded guilty. You know, had she gone through a trial, although had she gone through a trial, she might have been found not guilty.
Maybe.
You know, so she pleaded guilty for a lighter sentence, knowing that maybe she would have been found not guilty, period.
576-7798, your reaction. No jail time for an Atlanta teen who killed three people crossing the street, but not in a crosswalk. There's some debate about a cell phone that was used shortly before the accident happened. But she's saying it was well before the phone was not in her hand. But they're playing a distracted driving card here,
but
too.
But the question I have is, even if she was on her phone at the time, she wouldn't expect to be looking for pedestrians if there's no crosswalk there. Now, she shouldn't be on her phone. Now, I have no idea. I can look this up during the break. I don't know what Georgia and Atlanta has for distracted driving laws. I don't know if they have a statewide texting and driving ban or not. But even if she was on her phone, if they weren't in a crosswalk, it wouldn't be an area where she'd be expecting people to walk across the road anyway. Now, that doesn't mean a deer couldn't have run across the road or something else. Yeah. You know what I mean? But at least if they had been in a designated crosswalk and an intersection, she would have been more likely to have to look for them.
From the Journal Constitution down there, her attorney says that she texted her dad about 2 minutes before the deadly accident. At the time, she was stopped in traffic elsewhere, as in stopped in traffic, sent the text, drove, and then hit and killed these people. However, investigators say she failed to exercise due care in operating a motor vehicle and engage in the action of putting away her cell phone, which distracted her. So some of this is you were putting your phone away while driving, not looking up, and hit those people. What do you think of no jail time for this girl? 576-7798 or text in to 22980.
Two texters in a row, three in a row, said sometimes it is just an accident. Sometimes things are just accidents.
I want to read you some Facebook hits after Dan Weinbaum in the newsroom, because there are a lot of Facebook hits that say that she should be in jail for life. And we'll read those coming up. Right to the phones, 576-7798. No jail time for this woman who 2 years ago struck and killed three people who were not in a crosswalk. And two of them adults, one a child, one a baby, and they're now all dead. And she's going to get 36 months probation. She's not going to see any time behind bars.
So this happened a couple of years ago in September of 2017. The woman that we're talking about was 17 years old when this happened. You had a woman, a three-month-old child, and an older family friend who were crossing the street headed to a concert. This is just northwest of Atlanta. And they were not in a crosswalk at the time as this 17-year-old is driving down the street. She hits them, and the baby dies, I believe, that evening, and the other two adults die within the next few days. Initially, investigators were not even going to press charges. Cherokee County authorities initially closed the case with no charges, but it was reopened in the midst of a civil litigation against the city where the group died. That centered around a lack of pedestrian measures in place around an entertainment pavilion where the victims were headed to see a concert. Again, the woman maintains she never saw the group crossing the road that evening, and her defense has highlighted forensics to punctuate this is not a distracted driving case. So again, she could have gotten up to 3 years. Instead, she got 36 months probation. And even 3 years to me is not that even that serious of a sentence. And that was the most she could have gotten. But she pleaded guilty because she didn't want to put the family through a trial.
The judge in the case, his quote takes you back for a second. We're going to go to the phones here in a second. His name is Judge Alan Jordan. Told the young woman in her sentencing, quote, "You're pretty young. You've got a lifetime ahead of you. I expect this is something you're going to have a hard time dealing with for the rest of your life."
I don't like that. Can I just tell you?
Should that factor into her getting 36 months as opposed to 3 years, 5 years behind bars?
No. Now, let me just respond to that really fast and then we'll get back.
Yeah.
No, because I also don't think that parents who, we use this example a lot, a parent whose kid finds their gun and the kid shoots himself or the kid shoots somebody else, I think those parents should still be punished. And the argument against that is, well, they've lost their child. They're already being punished badly enough. Too bad.
You know who's similar in age? Nicholas Cruz. Nick Cruz has his whole life in front of us, but he went and shot up a bunch of people in Parkland, Florida, and Marjorie Stoneman.
But she was a minor at the time.
Yeah.
That changes it a little bit for me.
She was 17 when it happened.
Right. Still okay. A minor. And so I don't like that he is saying, you've got your whole life ahead of you. Do something good with it.
You're pretty young. You've got a lifetime ahead of you. I expect this is something you're going to have a hard time dealing with the rest of your life. I don't like that either.
But she should still be punished for it.
Yeah, but is 36 months probation enough punishment?
But they weren't in the... I'm not trying to victim blame. And a lot of you... It's interesting. What's your calls here in a sec? It's interesting how comments on the Facebook page are completely counter to what some of you are texting in. I'm not trying to victim blame, but there's a reason we have crosswalks. There's a reason why you're supposed to cross in the crosswalk, because they are better lit so that you can see, so that drivers can see you more clearly. We've all done this, though. We've all gone to a concert, and you cross wherever you can because it's a lot of people. But that doesn't make it okay.
Where do you stand on this one? Is 36 months probation okay with you? 576-7798. Our good friend Ashley is on the line. What's up, Ashley?
Hi, I see this every day. There will be a crosswalk at each end of the block. People will cross in the middle of the road, not care, not look. I want to know two things. What were the people that she hit wearing? Were they wearing dark clothing or were they wearing white clothing? And I also want to know if vehicles were parallel parked along the side of the road, because if they just popped out from behind two cars that were parallel parked, it's quite possible that she did not see them. When I originally saw this story yesterday, I thought, oh, no way, this is ridiculous. She should have gotten jail time. Hearing they weren't in a crosswalk actually kind of changes my mind. Barriers are put up for a reason. I almost kind of equate this to the woman with the zoo down in Arizona. Do not cross or cross in the proper place.
Yeah, and I thought about the driverless Uber in Arizona as well, where she popped out and the driverless Uber didn't see her. But she wasn't in a crosswalk.
Okay, here's a question that a couple of you were asking. If these three people had lived, or if they had not even been hit, would they have been charged with jaywalking? Because that's technically what they were doing,
right? Do you know anyone who has ever been charged with jaywalking?
But it's still a crime. I mean, again, there's a reason why you're not supposed to cross at a place that's not a crosswalk.
If you, and the city that does this the best is Las Vegas, for obvious reasons. Yeah. You can't cross. I mean, you can, but you physically have to jump over multiple barriers to cross the strip
it
in Vegas.
It is impossible. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you would do it physically.
Right. You have to climb over barriers to cross the strip in Vegas. They funnel you over with either crosswalks or electric sidewalks or escalators or whatever.
Yeah.
They do it the best because they want to avoid this.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, thank you for your phone call. Cheryl, you're on KMBZ. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. First of all, I disagree. The driver never should have been charged. Wasn't her fault. Matter of fact, this is going to lead to cases of where she should have sued them first because they damaged her vehicle when she hit them. What were they doing? Were they on the phone? Had they been drinking? Of course, they endangered the child's life, so they should have. They couldn't. Since they died, they couldn't be charged with it. But.
I'm not trying to say this with any malice. You are full on victim blaming.
No, I don't think you're victim blaming. Just the same as I don't think I was victim blaming.
But she just said that if were they drinking, they damaged the car.
Blame is not.
That sounds like blame to me.
Well, but is that not possible? Is it not? Maybe it is victim blaming, but maybe it's deserved here.
Cheryl,
isn't it those people contributing to?
Not placing blame, they were in the wrong.
But it's them contributing to their own deaths.
When crossing the street, accidents happen. That was an accident. It's a shame it happened, obviously. I feel bad here for all the family members. But for them to sue the city and then the driver, that is totally wrong.
Okay. Cheryl, thank you for your phone call. Bob is in Kansas City. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, not much. I just wanted to add my two cents. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think she should have even been charged, because they crossed to the middle of the street and have, you know, they were jaywalking. That she got anything, I think, was a travesty of an act, instead of just a poor accident.
I want to know how many people agree with Bob that this woman getting charged with anything. She was the driver of a car that struck people who were not walking in a crosswalk and died. How many people agree with Bob that she should have got nothing?
They weren't going to charge her in the first place. They were not going to charge her until civil litigation was filed against the city over the lack of good places for pedestrians to cross. So they weren't going to charge her to begin with, which should tell you something. In fact, I don't like that they waited to charge her after a lawsuit was filed. You know, if you had the evidence to charge her, charge her.
576-7798. 576-7798. Text into 22980. We'll get to the rest of your phone calls. We'll start reading some of these text messages and Facebook posts from you that seem to contradict each other. Interesting that this is kind of dividing people. We'll get to those coming up next. It's midday with Jamie and Wickett, Jamie Monticelli and Mike Wickett, talking about an Atlanta teen who killed three people crossing the street and got no jail time for it. They were not in the crosswalk. And actually, I love Google Maps. We actually Googled the intersection in Cherokee County, Georgia, of where this happened. And taking a look, Jamie, it doesn't look like it would have taken that much effort to walk down the street they were hit on to get to the intersection at Arnold Mill Road and Main Street.
Do we know what time of night this was? It dark?
It was.
Do we know what time of night?
8:16 p.m.
So, yes.
Right after the start of the Woodstock summer concert Saturday night.
In September.
In Georgia.
Daylight saving time or not? Is it dark at 8:15?
September.
Mid-September in Georgia?
So the time, I don't know.
I can't figure that out and talk at the same time.
we have not set our clocks back yet.
So it's probably getting dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably getting dark at that point. So we have this woman who is now 19, who was 17 at the time, who wasn't even charged initially in this case until there was a civil lawsuit filed against the city over the lack of good places for pedestrians to cross the street. Then she was charged. She could have gotten 3 years in prison. Instead, she got 36 months probation. And it's interesting the discussion that's happening. And this is what's happening on the text line a little bit. We mentioned that term victim shaming. And immediately what several of you said is, well, who's the victim here?
Hmm.
You know, redefine who the victim is.
I want to read you a Facebook post. This is from Eric, who says this punishment is completely wrong. Her life doesn't change at all for what she did. She gets out of state probation and community service. It's a joke for three deaths. She said she never saw them and says she was paying attention to the road and wasn't distracted. How do you miss seeing three people if you were paying attention? I can see squirrels at night and swerve out of the way. Pretty sure I would see three people in the road if I was driving.
No, you're not. Because if it's dark and they're wearing dark clothing and we don't know exactly what that street looked like, you cannot guarantee that you would have seen them. So I don't know how you can be sure.
576-7798. Jim's in Kansas City. Jim, thank you so much for calling. You're on KMBZ.
I think I may have a little more skin in the game than some people. I buried my son just about 7 years ago. He was hit crossing the street, not in a crosswalk. And I don't think she's to blame at all necessarily. I don't blame the person that hit my son. It was at night. You can definitely see a car easier than a car is going to see you at night. And you know when to cross and when not to cross. And you know, I hate to say it, but he was probably at fault, and I'm sorry he's gone, but I don't blame the person that hit my son.
Interesting perspective. Jim, thank you for sharing your story, and I'm sorry you went through that. I mean, right there, that's from the father of a victim like this. Let's go to Dave in Liberty. Dave, you're on KMBZ.
Hi, Wicked. Hi, Jamie. Yeah, I don't hold her responsible for that. It amazes me sometimes that people on foot get a reprieve from making a bad choice than people behind the wheel of a car. Had these three people run a stop sign in a vehicle and she would have struck and killed them, she would not be charged. But because of the fact they didn't have the protection of a vehicle and they're just bystanders on foot, that she gets charged with this. And I'll guarantee you this, if you have three people crossing the street between cars and they all jump out at the same time, I don't care if you're dodging squirrels or dogs or anything else, you're gonna hit them, because most likely they're making a run to get across the street and aren't nonchalantly walking in a line beetle style.
Thank you for the phone call, Dave, appreciate it. Let's go to Mark in Kansas City. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I don't know anything about the story other than what I heard from you all. And you guys said she was not charged until the lawsuit was filed against the city. Is that correct?
That is correct.
It really sounds like the city used her as a scapegoat almost, because if the city can put the blame on somebody else, which you guys said they were, you know, they were being sued for not having adequate crosswalks, if they can put the blame on somebody else, then it kind of relieves them of any responsibility of not having adequate crosswalks.
So you don't think that,
does that make sense?
But just want to make clear, when it comes to the punishment, even the 36 months probation is too much?
You know,
and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Mark.
You know, that is just really a tough call, because, you know, it's hard saying the circumstances in terms of how dark it was, what the victims were wearing, if she was or was not distracted. It's really, I mean, there's a lot of circumstances, a lot of variables there, I think, but that's a very tough one. But it just really seemed like the city was trying to kind of put the focus on somebody else and relieve them of any guilt, you know, because of the lawsuit against the city. Does that make sense?
It does. Thanks, Mark, for your phone call.
And I would love to find out what happened with the civil litigation. If what happened with that civil suit, and if anything happened with that after these charges were filed.
Let's go to Jason on KMBZ. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, this happened to me when I was 17, 150 Highway and Pryor Road, Lee Summit. What I have to say is, you know, Jamie brought up the gun deal earlier, parents having their guns out and their kids get them. This is completely different. That was just sheer negligence. Mine happened at 10:30 at night, and I got blindsided by a drunk driver with no headlights. Yet I still had to face the charges and the consequences, and it all went to court and all that, and I was exonerated for the most part. You know, and yes, I do have to live with that every day of my life. It'll be 25 years this summer, and I have nightmares weekly over that. So, yeah, this girl's going to have one hell of a road. You know, I know what it's like to go through that personally. You know, and I can judge that more than most. I hate to say that. It sucks, but it's true.
The reason I brought that up as an example, the thing that I was talking about, was I don't like it, and I don't agree with it, when there are people who say, if there's a guy who doesn't lock up his gun, or does, whatever, but the kid gets a hold of the gun and kid kills himself or kills somebody else, I don't like it when people say that parent shouldn't be charged because they're already going to suffer enough in losing a child. You know what? Too bad. It doesn't mean we shouldn't punish people just because they're already suffering emotionally for it.
Jason, thank you for your phone call, man. Sorry you got to go through that every day. Denise is in Kansas City. Hi, Denise.
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right.
I hate to sound this way, but I'm really tired of people blaming somebody else for their own actions. And I say that hopefully in a loving way, because as individuals, we have choices. And if we don't, you know, if we make a choice that's not good, then let's blame someone else or let's get money from someone else. When do we stand up and say, okay, I did a bad thing. I made a wrong choice. Darting out into the traffic, whatever. I told the fella that I talked to on the radio, I feel badly that there's a situation where someone's been killed or something's happened. But again, it doesn't always have to be the fault of the person. Oh, I don't know how to say this. I just think we don't take responsibility for our own actions. I think we just want to blame someone else. And I'm all for that. I feel bad for the lady who had to endure the accident.
So you don't put any blame on the young lady who drove the car that killed the three people?
I unless they can prove that she was negligent or that she was on her phone or something of that nature, no, I don't. And nobody made them cross that street in that place. That might have been an opportunity they thought was good for them, but it turned out that it wasn't.
Fair. Okay. Denise, thank you for your phone call.
And here's the thing. We've all done this.
Yeah.
We've all gone to a concert where there's a lot of traffic.
You're going to do it at Big 12 today.
And you're parking on the grass or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe it's a bigger intersection. We have all done what this family did, where you didn't walk down to the crosswalk. You just walked across the middle of the road.
It's on our Facebook page. Go converse there. Continue this conversation there at facebook.com/981KMBZ. It's also up on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.